Thank you all for coming today. Since the resignation of Chief Burton, I have been researching the attitude and workings of the Columbia Police Department. I have listened to staff, heard from many citizens, talked with other agencies about the issues that all believe need to be addressed and regain public confidence and trust. Without fail, leadership was at the top of their list. So I ask for those who were interested in serving as interim police chief to submit a letter of interest describing their philosophy and plans to effect meaningful change in four main areas. Those were addressing internal departmental issues, evaluating departmental policies, implementing community policing, and addressing vehicle stop disparity data. During the time I was waiting for the deadline to receive these letters of interest, I was approached by city staff, community leaders, citizens, retired CPD employees, and many others on the qualifications of those who they suspected submitted letters of interest. I received 8 letters of interest. I chose 4 applicants to interview. A team of 4 staff members helped me interview those applicants last Friday. Over the weekend, thinking about all those conversations that I had, the interviews and evaluating the interview team's recommendations, one name kept coming up. This individual has been with the police department 20 years, is well-versed in community policing, understands the diversity of the community, and issues facing Columbia today. This individual was often mentioned to me by a host of community members, staff, community agencies, as having the best chance to move the Columbia Police Department in a positive direction until a permanent police chief is selected by the new city manager. I would like to introduce to you at this time, Interim Police Chief Jeff Jones. Chief, is there anything you'd like to say?
Thank you. I too have a prepared statement. Thank you guys for coming. I am humbled and honored at the opportunity to lead such a talented and dedicated group of people. We as a community have a great opportunity to grow together, learn from each other, and work together. Thank you to those who have supported this decision, especially my family, my wife, my coworkers, and my community. To the members of the police department who wear a uniform and those who don't, I see some back there. Your resolve and dedication to this community continues to impress me each day. I know you've been overwhelmed. I know you care about your work. Over the next 2 weeks, I will meet with each of you. The new expectations will be set, and we will work together to build a police agency we can all be proud of. I intend to create an environment in which you can make decisions, build relationships, solve problems, and enforce the law responsibly. You have my support. I ask you to seek those in your communities to build relationships, foster trust, and address problems. I expect you to do the right thing for the right reason, work and live as a member of the community. To our community, I'm thankful for the relationships we have, and I look forward to new relationships that will grow. Policing must be built on trust. I recognize the need to grow together, heal together, and learn together. I hope you see this as a great opportunity. I sure do. You should expect progress through action. Our philosophy will be honed through a collaborative effort. Please help me to build a department where we can develop together, gain understanding, and build trust. This work will be the foundation for a community policing model that is reflective of our community's values. We will not ignore the past while focusing on the future. There is work to be done, and change will move at the pace we set. I ask that we be thoughtful and deliberate, and we work as a community as we gain steady forward progress. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. And I want to thank everybody for coming out today. This concludes the press conference. Thank you. Do you have a question?
Been an issue that has racked this community for most of the last year. Can you name one or two steps that you think need to be taken immediately to show that the department is committed to community policing?
I think we need to have a plan presented to council. We have taken steps today. I mean, we have a model that we have. But we need to move forward as a city as a whole and not identify just certain areas, but do it as a whole. And so, yes, we will be bringing a plan together to council to do that.
Actions taken regarding Lieutenant Brian Tate's social media posts include a review of the internal affairs work that he did for 3 years. And I was curious if when you expect that review of his internal affairs work to be completed?
Well, Rudy, I don't know. I haven't had a specific date given to me, but we want to make sure it's thorough and it is accurate, because it is important that we bring that to the public and to for our findings to be very clear. And so I don't try to hurry things like that. I want the process to play out, but we will bring it forward once we have done that thoroughly.
I got a question for Jeff. Jeff, my question for you is, why did you want this interim position, and are you interested in becoming the permanent police chief?
Let me get back to my team.
You know, I see this as an opportunity to move forward. I've been very involved and passionate about community policing, policing in general. We stick a label on it as community policing, but we're really talking about policing. And I've seen an opportunity for us to really have this steady progress forward with community policing. I have the support of the officers, and I think that's my biggest factor, is that there was a need for change and there was a great opportunity for it. And we'll see how this interim period goes. I don't want to commit to anything yet, but if I'm leading a successful team of people and it goes the way that I hope, and the community wants me to put in for a chief's position, then that's something that I would entertain, but we're not there yet.
Jeff, the former Chief Burton, it seemed he was very reluctant to discuss issues related to the department with the media, with the public. What will you do to provide a greater degree of transparency and communicate with the people of Columbia?
Well, first, our transparency is going to start within. We have had pretty substantial issues with communication internally, and until we get that addressed, it will be difficult to address transparency outside of the department. So that will be the first issue that we address internally. I intend to have officers involved in the decision-making process, attending meetings, being on committees. There are some plans that I have that I think will increase transparency and involvement. And I think that's going to translate to how we interact with the media.
Got you. Sure. They wrote my name on it.
Yeah. They also opened it.